There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left.
Side stories.
From your glaze.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yes. Man, butts can be big. I'm not going to start the show with butts can be big.
Butts can be big. They can be little, too. If you watch professional, strange, little, and big, all in one Polish form.
Yeah, it is. It's real, real small.
If you had a chance to watch Monday Night Raw, which I know you didn't because you're not tough enough to watch that children's show.
No, Monday nights I wear condoms.
You have sex with a woman? Well, I was watching Monday Night Raw. And Nia Jax took a bump on the turnstile, and she stood up and she said, "Ow, my hole."
Oh, yeah, I heard "ow, my hole." That's like the new rallying cry for the WWE, right? Is "ow, my hole."
Truly,
I watched the, I can't believe it. Now we're heading into kind of fun territory, but I watched the Royal Rumble with you.
Yes, we had so much fun. Yeah.
That was fun. But man, those guys get a lot of fucking damage to their holes. The hole has to take most of the weight. And the gravity of all of these falls, these guys are real athletes.
They really are athletes. And to be fair, unlike you, they have a little meat around said hole, so they don't land right on it. But if you were a wrestler,
oh my God,
you would literally have to dress like the people that The Weeknd had dancing around him because you would be in surgery.
I would have skin grafts all over my body. No, I'd rip my butt cheeks off. If I fell from a far enough height, they would just rip from my fucking hips, dude. It's two loaves.
Anyway, welcome to Side Stories, everyone. Ben hanging out with Henry. We had a wonderful time watching. We did watch the Super Bowl this past Sunday. We watched The Weeknd. And that's that. I can't wait to hear what Jackie says on page 7, because I'm going to say it was a little drab.
It was fine.
It was like a scene out of, it was like a fever dream from somebody who was in a coma who was trying to fantasize, like, what would a halftime show look like? And that would be it.
From The Weeknd is what I, every time I hear a song from The Weeknd, it's always like that feeling of like, oh, I'm about to start crying in a bar. Like, it's that feeling. Seeing his face was kind of disturbing because he's got a nice voice. But he's got an awful face, and he can't.
He's
handsome. He's obviously very handsome, but he's not a good performer. Like, he just stands there. He didn't dance. He didn't pop lock. Like, he didn't do. I thought that he would do like for some reason, I figured that The Weeknd would do the robot more.
You know,
or
what?
Something like the robot.
Well, when you think about a weekend, you think about having friends over. But in this case, he was just alone the whole time without any costume changes.
There was no one there except for all those weird, insane, silent people around him.
I don't know what was happening.
Because The Weeknd, sometimes you're not just alone. Sometimes on The Weeknd, you have a couple of girls tied up in a room that you don't allow anybody in there. And then maybe that's the day you allow them all like one lick of ice cream from a cone. Just because you're like, hey, I know everybody's crying.
Right.
Why don't we smile for 15 minutes?
Another reference to Ariel Castro. And once again, as we said when we talked about that story, if you know someone who has a house in one of the rooms you're not allowed to go into, you go into it.
You go into it.
Immediately break down the door, and you too could become a hero and maybe even referenced on this show.
And
so break into a home. No, don't break into a home.
Break into a room. You could find out a lot about your neighbors by how they react to shit. I had my neighbor this morning tell me, he had the gall to tell me that the reason why cars park in front of my house before I could put the garbage cans out there is that I don't put the garbage cans out on time. Damn. I don't put the garbage cans out on time. And it's like, number one, am I here to be fucking observed by you? I observe you.
Whoa.
You know what I mean? This is my street. I observe what you do. You don't observe what I do.
Yeah, I did have a confrontation with my neighbor yesterday. She said, you know, it's illegal to burn trash, but I was just burning wood.
Maybe she is an anti-environmentalist and she thinks that trees are garbage.
All right. So we actually, Katie and I talked a bunch about the Super Bowl on Kind of Fun. So check out that. But also, Henry.
This is not the Super Bowl. I don't watch these. The boys played gallantly.
You did a fairly good job, though. You said sack. You said, he's running a lot. Like, you were really engaged.
I was engaged. I saw the game. I saw it in front of me. It's not just because there is not a single other bit of remote like distraction that I could make me watch sports. But now that I'm here, go boys, go.
You did a pretty good job. And of course, the Super Bowl 31-9, I personally feel bad whenever I watch games with Henry and most of my friends who hate sports. When the games are bad, I'm like, I'm sorry, guys, but I didn't do it.
The football needs football. Women in it.
Well, there was a streaker, and that was the closest we got, even though it was a male, but he was wearing a pink leotard.
But why can't there be like one, like woman in a bikini, encouraging everybody. They have to wrestle. Like maybe there's like a thing where like two women could get together and they have like a kissing competition to see who gets the ball. Like, and the kissing competition is who falls in love first. Mm-hmm. And then everybody's chanting, kiss, 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 kiss. 69, 69, 69, 69.
Like the scene from Requiem for a Dream, but with more money behind it. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that idea is probably going to go on the chopping block floor because it seems a little problematic in certain ways. But, you know, they do have female football.
We're expressing appreciation for the wonderful fertility of women.
Isn't that great? Well, they're also good for more than just birthing, aren't they, though?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Well, you know, thank you. You know, I mentioned otters. What do otters do? Well, a fan sent me a message.
Thank you, guys.
Apparently they're necrophiliacs and they're serial killers and they're fur monsters of the sea. And I just didn't know that. So I don't know.
That's why I think it's so important to separate the art from the artist.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to river creatures. I try to look past all of their, because they've changed. They've grown. These otters have apologized. You know what I mean? It's just in their nature. It's toxic otterlidity.
And I don't like it whatsoever. Apparently,
that's a good joke.
That is a joke. And I loved it.
Wow.
In 2011, a study found that there was 39 attacks on people from otters. So anyway, they're not to be messed with. They're super cute.
I don't know. But why are you there where the otters are? Let the otters have their home.
It's just a lake, I think.
I think more people should vacation in hotels.
I know that you do, but I am taking you glamping. We're going camping, and we're going to have a good freaking time one of these days, okay?
I'm just going to put the fucking cramp and glamp if I go out there. It's going to be a fun time. This story that we have coming up, it's going to be fun. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. But this is a story that is kind of near and dear to my heart, being from Queens, having to shovel snow on the behest of your father, right? Because it's one of those things where my father felt it was a masculine thing that I was forced to go outside and shovel the driveway.
Oh, that's my God. You're just complaining. You live for free. Go shovel the freaking driveway.
But that was his main masculinity test of like, he's like, you go out there and the big thing is you want to get some hot water. You want to put it on the car. Because at the time, my dad had a convertible for a short period of time. I'm not far from the tree. Oh, yeah, of course. And I had to go out there and scrape the ice off of it. And you went out there. It was like all this type of bullshit. So I can understand. There's a territorial war happening on the streets of our big cities when it comes to snow, where it comes from. And sometimes it leads to fucking murder suicide.
Dude, this story is completely insane. And I am with you. People, the snow makes folks go crazy.
Crazy.
And that's
I hate the snow. That's why we left.
Well, I am not a huge advocate as well, because if you in New York, it snows, but then it just becomes real muddy real fast. And it's not even the fun kind of snow.
It's liquid shit.
Yeah, basically.
It's just rivers of liquid shit and just lumps of gray, soot-covered, like, snowman abortions just litter the fucking street. It's very depressing.
It is depressing. And for some reason in New York, everyone throws their trash in the snow and then they think it just disappears or something. So then for 2 months.
Oh, yeah. April, May, as everything thaws. Disgusting. But this story, again, murder, suicide. That's what's interesting. This comes from the PA homepage. This comes from this Plains Township, Luzerne County.
In Pennsylvania, of course.
Police say an investigation uncovers what actually happened during a dispute that turned deadly between neighbors on Monday morning.
This is why when your neighbor comes out to you and says, you should put your trash out earlier, you say, yes, sir, and go back inside, because you never know.
No, I say, what if I come over there? Oh, my cans? need to be put out. I'm going to take your fucking can, and I mean the one attached to your fucking legs. I'm going to take your fucking can, and I'm going to put it out in the street earlier.
You're going to put his penis? You're going to take his penis and put it out in the street earlier on trash day.
Can means butt.
Okay.
Or his press. I take his fucking cans. Can is a butt and tits.
I don't know why I thought of a big barrel penis. I have not been around people in
You really have not. You need breakfast or something.
Anyway.
After receiving a 911 call about shots fired on West Berg Street, Plains Township Police arrived in the scene finding James and Lisa Guy deceased outside their home. Police also found Jeffrey Spade, a neighbor, deceased in his home from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police were able to speak with witnesses and gather video surveillance of the neighbors. And according to the Luzerne County DA's office, Spade was shoveling snow from his driveway while the Guys were shoveling snow off their cars.
Okay.
But then they happened to be, they used the term dumping.
Dumping.
They dumped the snow from their cars onto Spade's property. Now they said Spade.
Mad for Spade, very well is the perpetrator, but it's, you're going to dump that? You're going to dump that snow on my land?
Oh, you call it on my land? Because when it comes down to it, because now we're heading to this whole world, because who owns snow? Because saying, you're putting your snow on my lawn.
But Henry, it goes back to exactly what we were talking about earlier. If it was easy to shovel, if you could blow it away, who cares? All right. Snow is a colossal pain in the ass.
But when snow is new, snow is light.
But you're not giving them snow. You're giving them work.
That's the problem.
Yes.
You're right. And we're all very high strong right now.
Well, you know this guy here. He probably's got an Etsy account where he's trying to sell the dead rabbit skulls that he continually hunts in his backyard. Maybe business is booming and he's already busy. And now all of a sudden you're giving him more work to do with shoveling the snow.
Or he's in the tobacco industry and he's mad that the tobacco industry is getting blamed for all these COVID deaths. He doesn't understand. He doesn't know why. And so they say Spade asked them to stop, which started an argument between the two parties. Mr. Goy allegedly threw the tool he was using to clean off of his car and approached Spade on the street, cocking his fists. So this is old timey. They don't see how old these people are. I don't know how if they're old or not, but apparently, we already know he had the scraper. So he threw the scraper at him and then went into a 1920s like, yeah, come on there, mister. Come on there. He went to a full-on official fight stance.
Oh, no.
Spade retreated inside. The Goys proceeded yelling at them. So this is Natalie and I. Of course, we believe we've won. We've chased the neighbor inside. The two of us high-fiving each other. Sexual tension at its peak. So we know for a fact we won another street war.
So you think the Goy couple at this moment is feeling really good about themselves? He went up. He put the fists up. The neighbors retreated. They have a win. Okay.
We suppressed the threat. Police then said Mr. Goy, what seems to be in a step too far, then threatened Spade and is seen, according to video that they got from the street, from the CCTV video, making obscene gestures at him, which means it wasn't just one.
Okay, so what are we talking?
It was a middle finger. It was a bafangul.
Oh!
It was one of these. One of the especially if he's real Jersey, he comes underneath the chin with the bafangul. He does the, hey, oh, yo, the fist thing where you take the fist and go, hey, ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. He probably said ba-ba-booey a bunch of times.
Maybe he did. Waved.
He could have made reference to suck it. He could have done the suck it motion.
Degeneration X, very good. He could have perhaps put his hand in a cylinder form and pretended as if he was giving fellatio to reference that that person indeed does suck dick. And maybe that person would not like that to be implied about them.
Maybe not, but even though dick sucking is a pleasurable experience, isn't it?
It can be. You couldn't do it. That's why you are what you are, because you couldn't suck your mommy's teeth, so you couldn't get the milk. But that's okay.
So all of this said and done, we think, we've won.
All good.
Spade, he returns outside with a handgun.
Oh.
And so the Goys acknowledge the handgun and continue yelling from the street. I like this reporter saying they acknowledge the handgun.
You went in there. And you came out with something you didn't have before.
Whoa, tell me, a gun. Is that some kind of spoon? Oh, it's a gun.
It's a gun.
And then Spade, he comes back out. He pulls out the gun, they acknowledge. Then he just fucking shot them both in the fucking chest.
Oh,
he just shot
God.
Them on the street. Spade is then seen going back inside of his home. It doesn't say if he's pumping his fists or doing some form of touchdown dance. But then he comes back with another weapon and he fires again at the Goys. And then he retreats back inside. They saw him, a witness saw him pacing back and forth in front of his window, and then he blew his own brains out.
Well, it seems like it was not a good day to mess with him.
It sounds like he was really on his edge. I think that he might have had done one of those things. You know when you like make a perfectly good sandwich and then you drop it?
Oh, it's the worst. Especially when you've been really waiting for it.
Yeah, sometimes what you just got to do is that you got to get as much fucking bullets as you can get under your belt, and you have to go out and make the whole world feel like it's missing a sandwich.
Well, you could probably just make a new sandwich. They're so easy to come by. I highly recommend not doing that.
Some kind of artist?
Perhaps you are. By the way, the Subway sandwich, it's a very conflicting when it comes to what is the tuna.
It's the whole conversation. The discourse is just fucking out of control.
Absolutely.
Because we've had people straight up tell us the tuna, it is tuna. They've seen it in their thrown hands. And what they're supposed to do is they take up to 2 to 4 cups of mayonnaise and they have to massage it into the brick by hand, which again, that makes you an artist. But
yeah,
there are some people saying that the brick of tuna that comes is so unrecognizable as tuna that they would not personally believe that it is tuna unless you showed them the seismograph. I don't know how you show something that is tuna or not.
I don't know.
It's a seismograph.
I think you have to show it to a cat and see how it reacts. And if the cat's like, whoa, then it's real tuna. If the
cat eats its own fucking vomit.
Well, only if they've eaten too much tuna, and then it basically just tastes like the Subway tuna sandwich, doesn't it?
That's cute.
So, long story short, be very nice to your neighbors during this time of peril.
Or shoot them first.
Don't shoot them. Take care of your own snow. Take care of your own snow. Or where are you going? Just let the snow be there if you don't have anything to do.
It can ruin your paint job, and it can also get to, because the salts that get in it from the actual very sky, the pollutants in the snow can actually ruin the paint on your fucking car.
I think it'll be okay.
Listen to me. This is a man that has been so
quarantined. You don't even have a roof on your car. All you have is convertible.
All you have is convertible.
I'm new to English.
That's all I need, man. Man, I don't need a roof on the car. That's why I wear so many hats.
I know what you do. That's why I can fit in your car. Thank you for not having a roof.
But honestly, it's, you know, people are under a lot of pressure right now that I do understand. But again, no one, let's get a little Pocahontas here, Fern Gully here. No one owns snow. If someone is moving snow around, and unless they are specifically going, hey, bitch, and throwing the
snow
onto the front of your house, that's an active sign of warfare. If snow is just kind of flitting about from someone probably pissed that they have to scrape their car, gets on your, maybe have a moment of grace.
Yeah. You know what? Moments of grace, they're harder to come by than they need to be. We got to show grace, and just don't shoot your neighbors, and don't be rude to your neighbors, because you never know when. Today is the day they were planning on committing suicide anyway. So what's a few more?
Can I say it's not okay to kill your neighbors, but every once in a while, it's okay to wing them.
You can scare them. I don't think if there's a problem.
Warning shots are essential.
Every neighbor needs to be slightly scared of their neighbor. That's called keeping peace.
Yep. That's holding a community together.
Absolutely.
It's holding together in mistrust and a big blanket of paranoia.
Speaking of food, I was on my, I like to do my Instagram stories when I'm just alone and I really want to feel like people are around.
Yeah.
And I saw how they make caviar for the first time on a show called Food Factory.
Well, it comes from a fucking fish's
sturgeon
vagina.
It comes from their ovaries, and they gut out the fish, and then they take its entire reproductive organ and they scrape it over a hard surface. And
man,
then the eggs
alone,
all drop.
When they find a pregnant fish, they're so lucky. Because all this extra nutrients in this, so you cut it open from its vagina to its neck like it's like a Santa Cruz co-ed from 1977.
Oh,
and then you
my.
Pull out all the eggs. Right? Because those eggs, they
so
taste
you know
good
how
and
this
they're highly
is
nutritional. Yeah, I not only know it, I've purposely watched videos on caviar being like, and I find it delicious.
I was about to vomit. I've seen how they kill cows. I've seen how they kill pigs. It's brutal, life and death. It's not pretty. But I've never seen something as disgusting as them gutting. First of all, the way that the man corded the sturgeon to get it into the net, he almost tried to have sex with it. And then the sturgeon is killed, and they're like, it was humanely killed, which just don't even tell me that. It was killed. So you can't really do that humanely. It's not possible. It's like being together alone. And then the way that the eggs look, though, and then they literally cool. take it out of the thing, and then they package it right away.
But you're saying all of these things. You're talking about one of the most expensive,
I know,
exotic, delicious ingredients that exist. $12,000
for a freaking 8 ounces.
Fuck GameStop. Fuck short stocks. Fuck all that shit, dude. We need to buy sturgeon and start selling. I mean this.
In our tubs? Where are we going to keep them?
We can get buckets. I don't know how hard it is. I honestly think a caviar farm might be a good way for us to make some side money. So our money makes money. Needs to make money.
I guess I should not have been. I guess I'm not surprised. I just felt like if I could inform you how they got how they murdered the thing. Obviously, I understand that. Although for some reason, I didn't think they actually had to kill the fish. I thought that the fish just shat out the eggs and then they would grab them. But it was much different
than
that.
That's weird.
And then everyone was just, it's the way so it happy. Pops, the way it pops in your mouth.
Have you ever had caviar?
Yes, it's disgusting. I'll never have it again.
It's so good.
Why? All right, well.
I don't know. We are literally the opposite of spectrums of human beings.
Yeah.
Like it really shows how.
I posted it and then everyone's like, it's really good protein. It's really good. But we don't need protein.
We must have protein.
No, I know, but you can get it by so many other things. You can go get a freaking. Have a Cliff Bar.
Well, it's like Nat and I talk about it all the time. We both have exact polar opposites to the things we watch when it comes to food, where it's just like she watches something like that. And she, to her, it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre. To me,
I was more hungry for barbecue watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre than I was hungry for fish.
I smoked some wings last night. I ate a dozen by myself.
Oh, good for you. Anyway, all right. I just wanted to bring that to your attention. And thanks to everyone who really came in and aggressively, not meanly, but aggressively defended caviar. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's one of the most defended of all foods because, man, it's nasty.
You don't got to defend it. It's just there to eat it. That's what I don't eat. Like, again, also, you don't have to defend the food.
How they get it the first time. Some of this time you look at food, like you look at a cow and you're like, oh, I get it. People see that and they take a big bite out of it. Who the first person to suck the caviar out of the stomach of a fish must have been a sadist who was killed in the town square.
Starving or understanding that, well, I'm eating the eggs of these other things, right? I'm eating the visible eggs of a chicken. I'm eating the eggs of a cow, which turns out to be shit. Right? You're eating all of these things and the eggs come out. And so this also has got eggs.
I got a bunch of brown eggs from this cow. That's not, they do live birth, right?
This week's episode that we're covering, some of the poetry that he wrote is him talking about eating the wet beef that comes from the ass. Like he talks about like shit eating all the time. Very interesting.
I know. He's the G.G. Allen. I can't wait. Well, I guess We'll get there.
Don't say the name.
All right. We'll never say the name. We will because we're going to cover him. All right. Well, speaking of stories, I want to do this one from Nottingham, and it's not about a bad prince.
Oh!
It's about, did you see this story? The air quotes Joker of Nottingham. Why do they call him that? Because he has the face paint of Heath Ledger's Joker, which is
fucking absolute dork, suck ass. Motherfucker, look at this guy.
He has been jailed after dropping a bowling ball on a council worker's head, leaving them with permanent brain damage. The man's name is Damian Hammond. He was high on a drug called Mamba when he targeted his victim, and he dropped a bowling ball from 14 feet up. He was found guilty of causing grievous bodily harm with intent, and he was sentenced to 16 years in prison.
This is more Kratom stuff. This is more of that fake weed.
Yeah, dude.
It's modern retail synthetic cannabinoids.
Oh my God.
Get the real fucking shit. Get real shit like we do. February 22nd looks like we're about to drop some fucking sweet, sweet vape on you. That's real shit.
We are so excited for that. And truly, do not mess with any of these things. The spice in Harlem when I was living there, it was overrun. And of course, New York still doesn't have legal weed. And I'll believe it when I freaking see it. Okay. But there were people, it was an apocalyptic hellscape. So it seems like this guy really got into the mode of Joker. Although, to be honest, Joker, He never did drugs. Joker's crazy. He doesn't need drugs.
I mean, Joker was also a fake supervillain. This is a fucking, there's a word I want to say. This is a guy that is
a cosplayer.
He's a cosplayer. The 31-year-old shouted from his flat. So this is how it comes down. This comes from the Independent in the UK. The 31-year-old shouted from his flat that he wanted the item before dropping the ball wrapped in a pair of jeans from his first floor window 14 feet up.
Yeah, and then he had a two-hour standoff with the police, and he said, if you come to my flat, so it's all British, so it's kind of cute, but it wasn't cute because the guy's permanent brain damage, but he had a two-hour standoff with the police, and then finally, I guess he got tired, and he jumped out of the window
after setting himself on fire. He set himself on fire and jumped out the window. This was on December 30th, 2019. This was from back. That was when he dropped the bowling ball on the dude. The guy had a fractured skull and caused a brain hemorrhage, but he still didn't die, which actually is very interesting to me because I thought it's a Home Alone injury.
Yeah. And of course, if Home Alone was to be taken seriously, it is a horror movie, which is why I love it today, yesterday, and tomorrow. So the guy set himself on fire. So he really, I have to say, he really was into being the Joker that day, though, wasn't he?
Yeah,
so
I guess.
And you have to give him a little bit of credit for that.
No, I don't want to because the Joker's so hack now. Like, it's so hack. Like, anybody can dress up as the fucking Joker. It's not that interesting anymore. We've already done it. We've already got a couple of people that have killed people dressed as the Joker. It's so pre-quarantine. But this guy is...
Okay. You said it, buddy. You angered a lot of freaking Jokers out there.
Listen, the Juggalo community knows that the only true sacred clown of chaos is the Great Malenko. And anybody else is technically just a copycat of the Great Malenko. But the way they said it, it makes me crazy. Because the Judge James, when they sentenced him to 16 years in prison, which is almost 2 years ago, and now this is when he got sentenced. He said, "You are a volatile individual who will almost certainly offend again," because apparently Hammond. He has a history of mental health problems. He had committed more than 100 offenses over the last 19 years, dating back to when he was just 12 years old.
Oh, so obviously the guy wasn't all there.
No, he's not all there. I wish he thought of a better avatar than the Joker, but I mean, who am I to judge somebody who decides it wants to be a supervillain?
You know, we heard a story a few years ago about a woman dying in Manhattan after a brick fell on her head from a building.
That is one of my fucking nightmares. Like truly, that is one of the scariest things to me. Like the idea that you don't see death coming, it just wipes you out. You had no plan. I know that technically it's probably better than turning into a 75-pound like piece of balsa wood with cancer. You know what I mean? But still, at least I get to plan.
Yeah,
when I'm finally at that level, I'll be able to dress as the Joker because that's when it'll be fun again. Wrapping back around in my 70s, dying of cancer, then I can dress as a Joker and start upper decking the hospice. Just one last fuck you. You know what I mean? Just to have fun.
Well, I think that would be actually a great thing for you to do. And if that's the worst that you do in retirement, it won't be so bad whatsoever.
Some people started an insurrection. Absolutely. Here's another story that we have now seen a couple of these come out. But it just shows there's a little bit more going on when it comes to the world of UAPs. We're getting into science. Okay. There's something that is a little bit more involved with this idea that whatever it is that they are watching, and the U.S. Navy now knows and has taken seriously and has said many times that they have been taking UFO incidents more and more seriously. And now we're starting to see that they might truly actually have been taking it very seriously, because why? We talk about all the time, like, are they interested in finding out what these aliens, what they know and what wisdom they can give us? No, they're looking at these crafts and they say, what kind of weapons can we build from this shit that we're seeing? And this is an example. That's just the straight truth, because then we get the trickle down of Wi-Fi. We get the trickle down of all the fun toys after the fact.
They might also be trying to figure out how to market young Sheldon to them. There might be some monetary gain. If we can get them on board with Disney Plus now, you can imagine the user base expansion.
embryo Sheldon.
I think that's just my the Matrix.
That's my new pitch.
That's just the Matrix.
So this is a story. Again, headline is interesting. It's a gotcha headline. It yes. comes from Vice, so you of know course. It's great.
It's
but
Vice.
This is it's an interesting story. U.S. Navy has patents on tech that it says will quote unquote engineer the fabric of reality. Now, ooh. This is from Matthew Galt. The U.S. Navy has patents on weird and little understood technology. We've covered this before. So they've said this. They have basically a bunch of what are like fantasy, well, extrapolated patents based upon theoretical science, where they say, let's preemptively patent shit that right. looks like could be machinery based on science that we are currently on the fringes, like working on.
I'm going to call bullshit. Don't you yes. have to invent it before you get the patent? Can't you be like, I've invented shit that turns straight to gold. I would like the patent. Where's the proof? This not is, yet. Hold this on
This is
a
what
second.
The story is corroborating. That they have something that is working with it.
Okay. Right?
So they're saying, like, according to some patents, they're working on a compact fusion reactor that could power cities, an engine that works using inertial mass reduction, which is how we're seeing those UAPs fly, right? The idea that they could stop on a dime and go in opposite direction. Mm-hmm, the hybrid aerospace underwater craft, also based upon this behavior of the UAPs, the idea of something that can go from submerged to the air without losing any speed. That would be incredible for them. And there's one man who's at the center of all of this.
Yeah.
This person that believes who have apparently built some prototypes of some of this tech. This is Dr. Salvatore Cesar Pius.
Okay.
He works for several different branches of the Navy, and one is the Strategic Systems Programs, the SSP. The SSP mission, according to his website, is to provide credible and affordable strategic solutions to the warfighter.
Affordable to who? Not to you and I.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
$35.95. For only $35.95, you too can destroy Russia. That would be incredible. The patents, I don't go. I'm actually not anti-Russia. I mean, in the end, if they hacked all of our bullshit that easily, good on you. I guess you win today. That's what happens.
Wow.
The mischief lords over at Russia are very, very, very capable.
Isolate the footage of Tsar Zabrowski trying to meet with Vladimir.
I've told
you
everyone.
You
want
to go sing and dance for Vladimir Putin?
I am open
you know what
for
he does
purchase?
To gay people?
I am opus for purchase for the Russians and the Chinese. I'll be the jesters. I'll be the jester for the emperor. Do they still have an emperor?
Basically, they do. They have a leader for life. That's for damn sure.
So this is their core is this thing, the Pais effect, which is this idea that he's invented and he's putting forward, which is this. It is a controlled motion of electrically charged matter via accelerated vibration and or accelerated spin subjected to smooth yet rapid acceleration transients in order to generate extremely high energy, high intensity electromagnetic eels. What does it mean?
No, I don't know. My knowledge of quantum physics begins and ends with the Bill Hicks, The Ride, which is just a joke. Really, that's him talking about how things go up and down like a roller coaster.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
that's
but
where
it's
I check out.
Yeah,
but it's about acid. Yeah, because I'm trying to read this one quote from this person.
Oh, no, I want to read it, too. I want to read it a lot.
I am utterly, completely like, what?
You could try to understand it. So this is all, again, all of this sounds like horseshit. And apparently the Navy also said it sounds like horseshit. And so the Navy authorities,
really?
They said, no, this patents are going to, because he submitted all of the shit. But apparently he went through enough like actual testing of physical material that he says that some of this technology is operable. And
okay.
So we apparently, and so on some level, he has shown people within the Navy that his shit actually works. Now, this is what he says. This is the fact. This is what he says, like, you know, as plain as day. This came from a peer-reviewed, it's from the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers Transactions on Plasma Science. And it's oh my God.
Even the name is like you have to have a PhD to say it, or at the very least, remember it.
Okay, so the fact in my work in the design of a compact fusion reactor was accepted for publication in such a prestigious journal as the IEEE-TPS should speak volumes as to its importance and credibility and should eliminate or at least alleviate all misconceptions you or any other person may have in regards to the veracity or possibility of my advanced physics concepts. Do realize that my work culminates in the enablement of the Pais effect, original physical concept, such high energy radiation can locally interact with the vacuum energy state, the VES. The VES being the fifth state of matter, fifth essence, quintessence. In other words, the fundamental structure, foundational framework from which all everything else capitalized, space-time included, in our quantum reality emerges. The engineering of the Pais effect can give rise to the enablement of macroscopic quantum coherence, which, if you have closely been following my work, you understand the importance of.
All right, so I'm not going to let you lambast me. I'm actually going to ask you, what did that mean?
It goes fast and my boner gets big. I'm the ultimate scientist.
We all, we think of ourselves as people who can really listen. We're fairly good with linguistics and we're pretty smart in our own ways.
Are we?
But yeah, but I don't know what that man just said. And basically, I know that people did understand what he said and I just no idea.
Side stories, lpotl@gmail.com. Again, please email us. Try to describe or explain what this means. But in my mind, what he is saying is from that gotcha headline, which is what he's saying is that playing with the very, very fundamental forces of physics can allow us to fuck with them.
I just found out that otters have sex with the dead. So that's I'm at.
It's been all day. It's National Pizza Day. That's what I learned.
It's National Pizza Day every day. I don't follow any of that stuff.
It's National Pizza Day. It would just mean so much to me and all your fans here at the hospice. If you could just go, hey, kiss. My name's Anton. And hey, I'm dying of cancer of the smile. And nothing would make me more appreciative, Crystal, than if you just on this National Pizza Day, if you could go ahead and eat about two whole pizzas and put it on the internet, that would inspire me.
You're a feeder gainer and you want me to be the gainer and you're the feeder.
Can't you see how sick I am? It's National Pizza Day, Crystal.
Just for you, I'll eat two pizzas very slowly. Do you want me
Got
to get
you
messy
fatty,
with
Baba
it?
Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Baba Booey,
Baba Booey. So anyway, that's all happening.
Yep.
Okay, great. Let's
learn nothing. And there's more science news of this. This is another thing that makes no fucking sense. They proposed this new particle that they think is a portal to the fifth dimension. I'm getting like I'm at quarantine high level. It's one of these things where
you don't believe
I'm so stoned all the time. No, it's not about not believing it. They can say whatever they want. I don't fucking know.
I don't know if
it's true or not. But when it comes down to it, it's like, I know I am high every day in quarantine.
Right.
But I still am not at the part of quarantine stoned alone where I think I could see through the particles to the fifth dimension.
I don't think that you can. I think you need one of those machines because, I mean, this is a pretty big deal. If there's a fifth dimension, I'd like to be a part of it.
I mean, obviously, we better start... I want to start a podcast network in it.
They have a lot of fun, different kind of sports, I bet, and a lot of different fun things that they do. Evidently, this particle could provide, quote, a unique window into dark matter because it can mediate a new force connecting dark matter and its more familiar, visible counterpart. So I guess they basically found a mutual friend that these two things can get along with, and that mutual friend is going to have them over for dinner. Even if those two people didn't like each other.
I guess so. My question is, we spend so much time lauding the athletes. What about the mathletes?
Well, they have a good time. They get money and stuff. And
Not really. Being a scientist is a fucking drag, dude. We have friends that are drag. Scientists, they love it, but it's a lot of work. They don't get a lot of, they don't get free ice cream. Someone sent me free ice cream, salt and straw. The girls sent me free ice cream. That was fucking incredible. I ate all of that. I took it to the house. That was fucking incredible. Salt and straw is amazing. And we don't get paid by them. But you know that's because I speak into a microphone. Scientists work really hard. And they don't get anything.
But we keep them entertained. We keep them laughing.
Well, we keep scientists from doing murder suicides.
Absolutely.
Every single time they have to describe something that's to them, perfunctory.
Absolutely.
If we sat down with Dr. Pais and he was just like, well, obviously you've been following my work. And we all be like... Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you're the one who actually brought the stuff crust over to Papa John's, right?
Right. I'll be like, how did they get the cheese in the crust?
That's IP that I really can't tell you, but I tell you what, it involves squeezing cheese from a tube.
Well, either way, it's a big
if. Fucking nerds think they're better than us, man. Not the scientists I know. The scientists I know are all cool as hell, but this this guy ain't better than me, man.
I love the scientists. So apparently if this heavy particle exists, it would necessarily connect the visible matter and the dark matter. So that seems pretty cool to me.
It's pretty cool. You know what? Because the thing is, because then we got all this extra matter around. Good.
And I will say this, when it comes to acronyms, it's much better what they have here.
And then because, the IEEETPS that he acted as if that was like a thing we'd all know.
Yeah, no, this is being detected, or this new material is being detected by the International Linear Collider, the Compact Linear Collider, or CLIC, which is very nice. CLIC, much better acronym. So there you go. I guess there's a fifth dimension. So you're going to want to put your arm in that.
Did you see how how Houston, we love Houston, miss Houston. I want to bring Houston. The comedy boom to fucking Houston. To be honest, I want to bring our talents down to Houston. That's where we got to go.
I don't know if Austin is really going to experience a comedy boom. I think there's going to be a lot of people at the bars though. Which is good. It's definitely going to get a 30 beer a night habit from a lot of people. Boom.
I miss the South. I miss Houston so bad.
Have you seen this
Amber Alert from Texas DPS? They accidentally put pictures of fucking Chucky and his son.
What?
Did you see this?
No.
Look at this. It was Glenn. I don't. They said it was a mistake.
Oh my goodness! So this comes.
But it's
from
just
this.
Chucky. They put it on an Amber Alert looking for these two guys.
This is from local news. This is CLIC 2.
He
Houston.
Said it was a test that they were running on a dev server and it accidentally went out.
So if Glenn, of course, that's Chucky's son, or Chucky went missing, they would be aged 5 years and 28 years. They have red or autumn hair. Their height, Glenn is only 2'3", while his father, Chucky, is 3'1".
Yep.
Both male. So if you are walking around, driving around, and you see Glenn and Chucky, please alert the authorities. Apparently, they have gone missing.
Yeah, Chucky, I like this additional information. Blue denim overalls with multicolored striped long sleeve shirt, wielding a huge kitchen knife.
Apparently, apparently the Amber Alert went out accidentally, which means it goes on like everybody's phone, which is kind of nice. It's a little War of the Worlds. I do believe that some people probably thought it was real because the mental illness has really taken a hold, I think, in the quarantine.
It's fun to have a mission. Like when Amber Alert goes, you have like a mission. You're also find Chucky, but then you find Chucky and then Chucky kills you. Honestly, what a great ARG that would be.
Also, it just reminds you that you're not a hero. That's what I always say with the Amber Alerts. I'm like, what am I? Like, that's why I ordered my Citizen app, because it was like, woman stabbed 5 feet away. It'd be like, nothing I could do.
I love
that.
Citizen app still, though. It's still fucking
scary.
But especially in LA, a lot of machetes, huh?
Yeah.
I saw a man set on fire the other night.
I went to Walmart. Really?
Yeah, a person was set on fire.
That's horrible. I went to Walmart and I was in their sporting goods section, which is that's called Machete Land in my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
not
the toys.
One machete was still there.
Yeah, dude, it's machetes.
Yeah,
it's not fucking machete. There's a machete lifestyle in LA.
There is. I was like, I guess I'm hip because everybody else wants a machete too. Anyway, this is what Ruben Medina says of the DPS. He is the person who wrote the Amber Alert. He says, "Thank you for contacting us. This was actually a test. We were running on a dev server. It accidentally went out.
We appreciate
you reaching out to verify." And then, of course, they apologize for the inconvenience. But technically, there was no inconvenience because there was no Amber Alert. So thanks for the laugh. That's what I say.
Straight up, it's one of those things, like with Tubin and any story that's like vaguely entertaining, where people are just like, let's talk about this one, please. This is a fun story. It's just innocent and fun and cute. And it's a mistake. Well, isn't that fun? Like, you saw the video of the lawyer who left the kitty filter on his legal call, where it was just a lawyer just going, I am not a cat, please. I am not. Listen, I am a man. And it's these judges not laughing. Not laughing. And it's a circuit court TV. It was just one of these viral videos that came out. And everyone's just like, look, it's innocent gaffe. What an innocent, funny blooper.
Well,
for everyone to enjoy.
This is a story that it could be a heck of a lot worse and nothing innocent about it. This woman was arrested after allegedly being caught trying to drown her baby in a Virginia river. But you know what I think is interesting is we never catch them halfway through.
We never
always find out, where's the baby? Baby washes up. The mom did it. Okay. But here they actually save the baby.
How do you recover from that? It's just dunk, 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 and then someone sees you and you're like, oh, finally clean. This baby just wouldn't get clean, and I just needed to scrub and scrub and scrub.
She may have been able to do that had the water not been freezing cold. So I don't think there was an excuse. It was 10:30 in the morning.
This baby needs an immuno boost because I actually saw a little bit. I saw a post on Reddit that says that actually some sub-zero temperatures can really help boost the immune system. So dunk, dunk, dunk.
Yeah, maybe not of a seven-month-old. I think they already have pretty strong immune systems because, you know, they're trying to live and stuff.
They're trying to get out there.
So it was 10:30 in the morning. Officers arrived. A bunch of witnesses said they saw Leslie Jordan Kuykendall. Her name is Kuykendall.
It could be Kuykendall.
It's K-U-Y-K-E-N-Dull.
Kuykendall.
It's Kuykendall. So that is of Prince George County. She took the kid into the frigid water. Witnesses were like, hey, what are you doing? She's in waist-high water, and she starts dropping the baby and walking further into the water. This is not Hero of the Week, but these people are heroes. I don't know why they were out there in the water, but thank God they were there. And then cops were like, hey, ma'am, you shouldn't do that. The baby was found and taken to the hospital. In the meantime, members of the Hopewell Fire Department used a rescue boat to retrieve the woman who walked further out into the river.
Just let her go. At this point, just fucking let her go. Oh, God, what a shame, dude.
It was 37 degrees and the water was 46 degrees. I didn't realize that Virginia got that cold. That's how
Virginia
I'm ignorant.
Does get that cold.
I did not know it was that cold.
You'd be ignorant.
I am about weather, not about you having sex with children, Michael Jackson. Because
I've
you
been
did
thinking
do that.
About it. I watched, what the hell is his name? It's a guy, it's a HBO Max true crime series that I was watching, and it has a special on like the death of Michael Jackson and talks about the breakdown of his death. And this whole thing is the way that he got the propofol is that he'd lay in bed, he'd go, Doctor, can you get me some milk? And then he'd be like, I don't know, Michael. I do not know. I do not think you need the milk. And he's just like, just give me a little bit of milk just so I could go to sleep. Because the propofol is like milky white.
Oh,
and
well,
so
maybe
he would go,
he
he's just like, okay, you get a little milk.
But didn't you think with the doctor, I understand.
He went to go talk to his girlfriend for 45 minutes. That's what happened. Is that he dropped into, he had a reaction to the propofol.
Okay.
He left to go talk to his girlfriend for 45 minutes. He came back and Jackson was dead for fucking 45 minutes.
What did you think about the doctor being charged? Did you?
You are, no matter what anybody fucking says, you are a doctor. Your job is, no matter what, and I am one of those.
Easier
I am
said
going
than
to,
done, though. It's Michael
saying,
Jackson. A lot of money.
Telling you, I know for a fact I will offer a doctor money to do things for me in the future, but it is your job as a doctor to say no and walk out, and then you leave your stethoscope outside and say, how about you call me Mr. Carter? You know what I mean?
And then what if Michael Jackson dies because he didn't get his propofol? And next thing you know, then now you didn't do it right again.
Because a propofol is an anesthetic. He had absolutely, literally no reason to have any of it.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. I feel a little bit of empathy for the doctor, but I get it.
In the cops, when they're listening to him, I like when cops do the dumb thing during interrogations, because they play it and they're like, you hear me going, give me some milk, give me some milk. So tell me, doctor, was it it was like the 2% or the hot milk or warm milk? And he's just like, no, the milk is propofol.
When a cop jokes,
I just like that.
You're the punchline. Like, you're the punchline, and he's looking at time to be in prison. And they know that it's not. Be like,
They know it's not milk, but it is really to hear them go through the process of just like, was it an oat milk?
By the way, worst Super Bowl ad. The CEO of Oatly putting himself trying to lay a 14-year-old girl. Like, I don't know what that was. Do you remember that when he's playing the piano? He's the CEO of Oatly. You know, all of his employees. Having to watch it. Anyway.
Cringe. I also want to give a shout out to the six people that, again, doing their job in America, trying to make a smile that were arrested for changing the Hollywood sign to Hollyboob.
But
nothing is better. To be honest, though, I will say Hollyweed was a funnier sign change.
No.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I just feel like boob is a funnier word than weed.
You're right.
And that's what I'm
and
giving
they
it
tried.
To.
They try to elevate the fucking stairs. Also, still holding out for fucking Jetpack Man, because Jetpack Man is there. They keep trying to say, someone keeps saying it's a hoax or it's that it's still not fully panned out. There's one belief that one pilot believes that there is a weird man-shaped drone that can fly, which is weird. Why do we have a man-shaped drone? I don't know why that is.
Would be weird.
I don't know why that's around. But you know what also, when another update bummer?
What's that?
The fucking obelisk. We're a fucking ad. Of course. But it was an ad for some, it wasn't even a good company. It's some bullshit company. I won't give them a mention. I don't even want to talk. I don't want even a signal boost them. But it makes me so mad. Because there's a part of me that's like, I knew on some level that the obelisk thing was ads, but also I also kind of, my heart of hearts just thought maybe it was just an art project, which I thought was really cool, but like, man, we need more like Toynbee tiles. Like the people who do shit just for the sake of like fucking with the system and making you think that life's a little bit more interesting than it is.
I mean, it really is the social media equivalent of be sure to drink your Ovaltine. And anytime I don't like subversive marketing, I don't like being lied to. I'm very much
tell
Chris
me
Farley.
What it is.
I'm just, very much Farley.
I'm
going to
want it or not.
Ad. Yes.
Like I'm going to, I like it or not. I don't really give, I don't listen to commercials. That's like when even people say anything about our own show where it's just like, I fucking skip every commercial and every single thing I've ever listened. Not our, on our show advertisers. But anytime I listen to any other show, I just skip the commercials because in the end, like, you know, they're not going to sell me, but just tell me what the ad's for. I don't want to go on a journey with you, Sprite.
Well, that is the worst thing you could say, technically. But isn't that nice? No, of course, be very careful. I don't like to be lied to either. That's why Chris Farley, when he was like, oh, there's no caffeine, and he freaks out in that SNL sketch, it's
what
very funny.
The hell?
All right, well, let's get to Hero of the Week. Man, I am so happy to finally get to shed light on garbage men. And garbage
we love
women,
our garbage men. We love garbage our garbage people. Men on this show. Garbage people. I think
mostly
that
garbage men, but
I mean, there's a lot. But I would say it is you guys do the job that other people that fucking. That's a hard ass job.
Absolutely. So a vigilant sanitation worker. They had recently heard an Amber Alert, and unlike us, they took action because they were able to find a 10-year-old Louisiana girl well en route. Dion Merrick, you are Hero of the Week.
And they gave her back, right?
Yeah, he didn't do that thing where it's like, oh, found in the trash. I get to take it home. He's not the Penguin from Batman Returns.
Treasure.
sir, that's my daughter.
Treasure.
Nah, daughter. You got to give the 10-year-old back. And I'm proud of him for doing that because also the people that are maligned, as Henry will be complicit is, as the janitor. And what's an extension
criminals.
Of the janitor is the sanitation worker.
Is it?
Yes,
I would not
it
say
is.
Because unless you know who's actually the direct to send it to a garbage person?
Who?
The fucking Zambui driver from the hockey fields, hockey leagues.
They're all in the same family. I would completely agree with you. They're in
specialized
cleanup.
Trucks. Zambui, right?
Zamboni.
Hmm.
The Zamboni driver.
That's my dream job.
That's a great job to have.
Hi,
Henry.
Everybody. Hi.
You it's could after, be a star.
I have a yeah.
But you know, when you're a Zamboni driver, you also have to go over a lot of octopus and a lot of different fish because they throw them on the ice.
That's in Detroit. I'd eat them.
You could. I think you can take those home. But thank God this sanitation worker didn't take home this child. The child was found in a silver 2012 Nissan Altima sitting in a random field. So the sanitation worker, again, Dion Merrick, he was like, what the hell is that all about? He got suspicious. He went up to the car and they found that the car was also occupied by a 33-year-old man named Michael R. Surreal. He was taken into custody and he was charged with the disappearance of the 10-year-old girl. People confirmed that his last name is Serial or Serial. He's a registered sex offender in the state of Louisiana and was convicted in 2006 of carnal knowledge of a juvenile. The crime is carnal knowledge.
It sounds like
of
fucking
a juvenile.
That's
but anyway,
weird.
So the girl was found safe. She was checked out. She's okay. And it's really incredible that this man, Mr. Merrick, was able to be there and save her. This is what he's had to say. He says, people act like they see stuff, but they don't want to say nothing. But she's safe now. Thank God, man, because I got a little girl. I'm on my job doing what I got to do. He's a hero.
That's great, man. Good work. They threw the kid back. It was a catch and release. It's so nice to get him back.
The kid was abducted by a serial rapist and is now back with their family because of this unbelievable sanitation worker.
And they got to drive in a garbage truck.
The kid did not go in a garbage truck. 10-year-old girls don't want to go in garbage trucks.
That's cool.
They're not the former president. They don't think that, like, they don't. I don't think that children fantasize about that kind of work. That's why these people are heroes in movies.
I was thinking
one
about this the other day because I was looking at the garbage trucks. I was watching them go. Yeah. Just watching them go.
On the highway with a sniper rifle? What are you doing?
A fascinating life. I lead right now. But I went out there, I watched them go. And
every
it's just
description
so
of your life, by the way, you sound like the bad neighbors from the movie The Burbs. Every description so far is just like, you're the problem.
Of course, that's my goal. Okay. Because then you know who the problem is, if you're the problem.
Keep them close.
Keep them close. You know what I also want to drive? I was thinking about a lot.
What?
Man, a wrecking ball. That'd be cool as hell.
You don't get to go fast. It's not really fun.
No, it's not. But no, it's fun to swing the ball and it's fun to drive it around and then especially as a garbage man, you make the thing lift up and down. That's fun. That's like a fun job.
I actually love the garbage man and they are off work. I mean, I think they start really early in the morning and then they're done by noon. So you can can have a good time.
And you honestly, you can have a BL between the knees a little bit. You can you can kind of do a little nips here and there, right?
Absolutely. And I think they get good retirement and they should be getting paid fairly
well.
They
got great bennies.
They better get good bennies because
My Uncle Butch got really good bennies back in the day.
In Queens.
Staten Island. Technically, the Zabrowski family is from Staten Island. The Zabrowski line is all Staten Island. We moved there it was like two generations ago. So we were there right before World War II.
Right before Wu-Tang, Staten
right before,
Island.
Well, we were there during Wu-Tang, but we didn't. The Zabrowskis and Wu-Tang didn't know each other.
Yeah. No, maybe one of the reasons the Zabrowskis left for Queens.
No, it's just because my mom seduced my father to beautiful Forest Hills, Queens.
Hey, I know how the female Zabrowski seduced. There's a great picture of Jackie and I, as a matter of fact, on my Instagram because I had a great time hanging out with her. The Empress of Seduction. Of course, she is taken, so don't bother with her.
You're disgusting.
You better marry her. I'm not. No, she has a man who looks
you
similar to me,
you better marry her.
We all kind of blended in to look like each other, don't we?
Yeah. Here's some listener stories.
Yay.
You know it's from a listener. If it's a story, it's a listener stories.
Better performance than the halftime show. Good work.
Please keep me anonymous if you could. About 5 years ago, the science lab I worked in where we tested many food products is to make sure it's safe for human consumption. We had Subway tuna come into our labs. So the Subway Corps has their own labs, but they need extra testing for their tuna. So they contract other labs.
Okay, so we know for a fact it's not tuna, because if it needs extra testing for the tuna, it must be more than tuna.
Well, maybe it's because it's a highly volatile substance like mercury. The findings that we have found was that the tuna has some of the highest levels of coliforms and bacteria that we ever saw in the lab. Henry, I would not recommend eating it, but then again, you got to live the life you want to lead.
Disgusted.
I've switched to an Italian.
I don't trust any fast food. Can you imagine going to a 24/7 Golden Corral and getting the tuna? It's the same thing as going to Subway and getting the tuna.
Why not?
It can't be good.
I eat all sorts of things. Once I'm in a Golden Corral, I'm in their world.
Yeah, and I have to say, sometimes I crave that horrible Golden Corral pizza.
I miss
it's just salt, I think. It's just sugar and salt. But
there's something about, it's just about the fact that a meal can be 7 hours long. That's what I love about a Golden Corral. And you don't really have to, they could ask you to leave, but they don't ask hard.
Can you imagine taking somebody, a refugee from North Korea, into a Golden Corral? I think they might
die. Cry.
I think
weep.
They would. Yeah,
they would.
I think
weep.
They would.
That's what we. That's where we had the leg up on them.
Well, they deserve it. I wish that they could. All of them. I would take all of them to a Golden Corral.
I'd take each one to a barbecue restaurant. I'd show each one of them a Looney Tunes cartoon and let each one of them try to get milk out of me. This is a story from Vietnam. Whoa! Wait a bang. Oh, that red, white, and blue.
Ooh, such great music came from Vietnam. Horrible war, though.
Horrible war.
Great, just listened, music.
Great music. I just listened to your latest episode and Henry's love of weird sightings like dinosaurs. Well, my uncle told me a story about the time he potentially saw a dinosaur. You might find interesting. My uncle was in the Vietnam War. And one day he was out in the forest with his troop. He said that he and his unit mostly avoided action. And their actual job was to determine if there were any Viet Cong hideouts within the deep forests. He told me that one day he went out to take a piss behind a tree. And we heard something rustling in the bushes. He freezes with his dick in his hands. And he turns and faces where the rustling was coming from. Unsure if it was animals, soldiers, or some sort of large animal. He didn't know which one was worse. He watches the flat head of a reptilian creature with a crown of feathers. He said basically like if a bird had male pattern baldness, but it was like all around its head. It reared its head above the branches. The head, he said, was the size of a small child, and it had massive eyes that darted back and forth looking out at the clearing. The creature rested its eyes on my uncle, and my uncle said he blinked with his dick still in his hands, frozen in shock. And then the creature...
You just cut to his dick blinking as well.
Blink! Like, yeah, the little hole. That's what I used to make it do in the bath, and it's actually what I still do in the bath.
Well, be careful. Don't get soap in there. It can burn.
No. I don't touch it with the soap, but I make it go, okay, Henry, kisses, kisses, kisses.
Good for you.
Thank you for the wife, Henry.
You're apparently still having sex with a condom because the idea of procreation is so horrifying.
So disgusting. So scary. Just a horrible idea. We don't want children. They stared at each other for a few seconds before the creature huffed and turned around and vanished back into the foliage. My uncle witnessed a large back with scaly skin peeking up behind thick feathers between the branches as the creature decided it didn't have time for the scared man with his dick in his hands. That's fucking amazing. The uncle zipped his dick back up. Yeah. And then he said it was common knowledge that dinosaurs had feathers. This is before it was common knowledge that dinosaurs had feathers. My uncle told me that when he read an article, the paleontologist determined that dinosaurs were coated in feathers. He stood up and yelled, I don't know what he yelled, but I can only assume it was, I know what I saw!
Yes, indeed, he does know what he saw. Do you think it's possible the dinosaur saw his whang and thought of it as a weapon? And perhaps said, I can't mess with a guy with a gun that big?
I don't know, not if he was Polish.
All right.
Come on, gotcha again.
God gave you a grenade, you know.
Unlike Nessie, so this is here's a cryptid from Scotland. There's another little fun little cryptid because we're about to leave the world of cryptids. So let's saute in it a little bit.
Please, please.
Unlike Nessie, the wild haggis lives in the... lives in the Scottish Highlands
the wild haggis.
Yeah, this is a joke. Okay. Cryptid. It is indeed caught and cooked to create the culinary delight I'm sure Henry Organ Meat Zabrowski is a fan of. I love haggis. Aww. The creature has shorter legs on one side of its body, which allows it to run around the mountains more easily. An interesting fact about the beast is that there are two varieties, one with shorter right legs, one with shorter left legs, that run clockwise or anti-clockwise around the hills accordingly. Another weird fact is that the haggis from different varieties can't mate because they would overbalance when attempting to mount each other. I have attached a picture of a museum specimen, which is actually very funny. It's a made up bit. It's kind of like in Australia, where it's like, it is technically, it's not made up, but the drop bears, very deadly there. But it's the same thing.
Koala bears.
Where it's like a fun little bit. It's a fun little bit. And it's just nice to celebrate these fucking scats.
And it's a great point. If we did actually have cryptids, it would take us about 4 hours before someone would start eating them. And then we would have barbecue Sasquatch on sale.
Amen.
And it would be the whole thing. Although it would be very gamey. I can't imagine it would be good.
I would just blame our highly sought after nose to tail cuisine in this country. People are just obsessed with it.
Yeah. Nose to tail cuisine. Mm-hmm. All right, everyone. Well, thank you so much for listening. We hope you're doing okay out there. And we are super excited. We have some big news to tell you about some touring that we will be doing later on in the year. So we'll get you all that information as soon as we can.
And, so you just live every day knowing for a fact that you're about to get the mark of the fucking beast, and you're going to love when you get it. You're going to get the mark of the beast because we're already being tracked. Hey, if you watch Spycraft on Netflix, you don't have to be worried about the stupid fucking vaccine because they literally can watch you. They can read credit card numbers. If you held a credit card in your hand, they could read it from space we're fucked. It's done. So get the super vaccine so we can go on fucking tour, okay? Because when we get on tour and everybody can get out there, we can laugh. We can laugh when I can finally go to a restaurant again. All right, when
Why
I don't
are you
have
painting
to,
yourself as the Joker right now as you go in this rant?
I'm going as Penguin. That's what I'm going to do. I'm bringing back the Penguin, bringing back the Riddler. This is what we have to do, but because straight up, just fucking get it to the point where I can go to a fucking buffet again. We got to go. I know that's the complaint where we're at, but that is it. I need it.
And you mentioned the Riddler. I'm going to say this, throwing this out in the world, more Riddler content. I think he's underused, and I think he's a great, great villain. More Riddler. That's what I say.
From your words, your mouth to God's ears.
Because then if you can really make the riddles fun, isn't that interesting for
Then
a
you got extra content, because then people are also searching for the riddles.
For the riddles. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. Hail yourselves.
Hail Satan.
Magustalations, everybody.
Hail me, you grimy fox.
Absolutely. And don't forget the stream. It's on our Patreon now.
Yes.
So yes.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.